The Hallmark Channel responds to major backlash over a commercial that they decided to ban, which enraged about 95% of the people in North America. We're going to get to that coming up in just a second. First, just for fun, I wanted to take you inside the most lavish of celebrity birthdays. Diddy celebrated his 50th over the weekend. He actually turned 50 back in November, but decided to have the party now, I guess, so everybody could join him. But the big party went down in his $40 million mansion, and pretty much every second celebrity in Hollywood was there. Jay-Z, Beyonce, Kim and Kanye, Chloe and Kylie, Pharrell Williams, Cardi B, Snoop, Ellen Pompeo.
From Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah.
Wow. Sure, why not?
Yeah. Post Malone, Kate Beckinsale was there, Tyler Perry. The list just goes on and on and on of celebrities who showed up to his party. The performers were Mary J. Blige and Usher, and Lil' Kim did a little something on the stage as well. Now for food, I bet you want to know what celebrities eat at
Absolutely.
These kind of parties. McDonald's apple pies and breakfast sandwiches.
Yes.
Well, all day breakfast.
Amazing.
All day breakfast at Diddy's house. They had some other fancier foods too. And of course, they had cannabis products just like all over the place. I'm pretty sure everything you did was infused with cannabis at this party, and Ciroc vodka as well, because Diddy owns it.
Of course, yes.
All right, the hashtags boycott Hallmark and boycott Hallmark Channel were trending this weekend. You've probably seen this, and it's because of their decision to pull commercials by a wedding planning website that featured two brides kissing at the altar. This is one of the commercials.
Do you think Zolo could have made planning your perfect wedding easier?
We do.
No, I do.
We've helped a million couples plan their weddings with free websites, registry, and invitations. Get started for free at Zola.com.
That's it. Wedding planning website. And it was two women getting married and they kissed at the altar, as couples generally do. So a conservative group called 1 Million Moms complained about the ads, saying that the Hallmark Channel was supposed to be family friendly, and now they ruined it with these super offensive commercials.
Yeah. You ruined your family.
And Hallmark had no issues with a commercial from the same company where a straight couple kissed. They allowed those commercials to stay. So after fierce criticism from people all over the world about deciding to pull this commercial of two women kissing, including celebrities like Ellen and William Shatner, they all spoke up. The Hallmark Channel decided just yesterday that it would reverse their decision. They said they're going to go ahead and air the ads featuring same-sex couples. Hallmark CEO said, "Our mission is rooted in helping all people connect, celebrate traditions, and be inspired to capture meaningful moments in their lives. Anything that detracts from this purpose is not who we are. We are truly sorry for the hurt and disappointment that this has caused."
Sorry for the backlash, I suppose. I mean, if there's one way to be irrelevant nowadays, it's to do exactly that. To ban a commercial that other stations, I mean, we've seen this on TV, like, this is nothing new.
God,
like,
yeah.
I mean, how do you, it's the States though, it's the U.S. It's a little different.
It's 2020. Yeah, it's clearly not different though, because they changed their mind because there was that much backlash. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they would have stuck by their decision. If you're wondering why in the first place they decided to pull the commercial, they basically were like, "We don't like controversy. That's not what we do. We don't want to be a part of any sort of controversy." I'm like, women kissing is no longer controversial. Yeah. It's about to be 2020. Get it together. What made me feel good about this is A, that they changed their mind, even though I'm still a little annoyed that it even had to happen in the first place, and B, that clearly, like I said, 95% of people thought that they were absolutely ridiculous for deciding to pull it in the first place. I mean, this conservative group that convinced them to pull it and told them not to include LGBTQ community members on their channel at all, it's called 1 Million Moms. They have like 4,000 Twitter followers.
Wait, they don't even have a million moms?
No, they don't need to have a million moms.
I'm disappointed.
It's not a thing. You know who really wins? That wedding planning company.
Yeah,
everybody's talking, everybody loves them now. I want to get married just so I can use them, basically.
This is good.
All right, I'm Nikki. That's your biz. Your chance to take Sam down with Are You Smarter Than Sam coming up in 6 minutes on the Beat 92.5. Here's Sam Smith and Normani.